My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 1st, 2015. I want to do my best to channel Mother Tineta Muhammad. I've been listening to Mother Tineta Muhammad the last week of February, and she was and is such a wonderful teacher and representation of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now watch this now. Before we get to Psalm 139, I got to go back and hit Psalm 18. This science of Africa, and Mother Tineta Muhammad said that in the early days of the Nation of Islam, you see, when you look at the Moorish science movement begun under Noble Drew Ali, who was a contemporary of the Most Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, this wonderful expression of the truth of the universe through men and women who had a love not only for so-called black people, but really had love for all oppressed peoples, no matter our so-called color. So you look at Garvey and the Garvey movement. He's taken off the scene by the FBI. They called it the United States Bureau of investigation in those days. J. Edgar Hoover, in the early days of his wicked, no good, rotten career, destroying the Garvey movement. But then Noble Drew Ali continued with the movement under his shoulders, on his shoulders. And he, in Islam, or using Islam from the African perspective, the original, began to do his work and carry on the general work of freeing so-called black people in the Western Hemisphere with the knowledge and wisdom of Kemet. They call it Egypt today. The Kemites, Kemet. And the FBI took him off the scene, J. Edgar Hoover. And then you see the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, 1930, meets with Master Farad Muhammad, who was seen as the inheritor of the Islamic movement in the Western Hemisphere, taught the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad for around 3 years, leaves Elijah with the teachings, and Elijah begins to teach all of this deep knowledge and deep wisdom of the universe, and that knowledge and wisdom that is from Africa. And Mother Tineta said in those days, early days of Islam, the Moorish sisters and brothers would have Elijah Muhammad teach them what he knew of Islam from the African perspective, and let and allowed and were privileged and blessed to receive the teaching, the deep teaching of the African science of the universe. This is what we're looking at, sisters and brothers. We are so thankful to our African ancestors. For after being the first to study scientifically the universe, they began to write down those teachings in Medu Neter, so-called hieroglyphics. Medu Neter, holy and divine writing and speech. so that we may have all of our sciences today that come from Africa. And when we look at the scripture, we're looking at another rendering from Africa of the scientific working and mechanics of the universe that is today called quantum physics and quantum mechanics. Now, Psalm 18, I'm not going to go into all the definitions. I want you to do that yourself. We're going to go into definitions when we get to Psalm 139. But do your research. Psalm 18 and verse 15. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered. At thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. Sisters and brothers, this is the science of the universe. Yahushua said we must be born of the water and born of the spirit. Water is masculine. In the African Hebrew and in the European Greek, the water is masculine. In the African Hebrew, spirit is feminine, and they changed it to masculine in the European Greek, but we can still see the masculine and feminine working in the atom, because the atom is that power that is unseen, but the atom is in every facet and aspect of the universe, causing the universe to function as the universe should and does function. And the atom is masculine and feminine. And the atom is a description of energy, and spirit is energy. So we can see how spirit can be seen from the masculine. But we know that in the African Hebrew language, Old Testament, spirit is feminine. And so we see, it says that the channels of the waters, the waters of noon, the dark energy, the dark matter, this water that was the beginning of the atom in the original form, in the fire hydrogen plasma type of water that is compared to blood, and that blood is made up of cells that when the cells are compressed, and the blood moving and carrying the cells all over the physical structure, there is life. When the blood does not circulate correctly, then there are problems that can lead to cessation of life. And so these waters from whence we all come from, that Yahushua said we must be born again from these waters, which means we must study scientifically and then allegorically, metaphorically, and euphemistically the meaning, the hidden meaning of the waters, so that we may understand what Yahushua means when he says we must be born again from the water and from the spirit. Then verse 15 of Psalm 18 again. Then the channels of waters were seen. We can see and understand the science of this water, because now the modern day scientists have done their own study, but the scientists have gone into the African archives, whether those archives from Africa are the Bible, whether those archives from Africa are the Quran, whether these African archives be the I Ching, whether these African archives be the writings of Hinduism and Buddhism or Zoroaster, no matter where you go, these are the archives of Africa. And these scriptures are scientific descriptions of the scientific universe, if we understand. So we see the waters now. We see and understand that these waters are the beginning of the universe, and that there is a science concerning how these waters are now in the form in every facet of the universe, and in the form that the waters are in this day and time, as everything, mass, matter, material in the universe are really the same waters, but transformed. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered. Now, the word foundation, when you go into that word in the African Hebrew, it begins you in the feminine. And then you go to the root of that word and you get to the masculine. And so we're looking at a foundation in the universe that is constructed from the divine union of the sacred divine masculine with the sacred divine feminine. There is no life without sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine unity. The waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered. And the word world is feminine, tebel or tevel is the word for world, habitable part of the world. The word is rooted in yaval, which is to bring, a verb, which is to bring, to lead, to carry, to bear, to born. So we're looking at the world in the feminine and seeing the world or the universe as the sacred and divine womb, W-O-M-B, the sacred divine womb from whence we all come. The foundations of the world were seen and or discovered. That word seen, this is it. Is this what I want? There's another word having to do with seen that is masculine and feminine. And so I want to bring that into the record, you might say. This word is a verb, which is ra'ah, to see, to perceive, to look intently, to cause, to see, to be shown, so we can study scientifically the universe and see and have vision and know. The world, the waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. Now this word rebuke, to reproof, to rebuke, to reprove. Let me see. Rebuke is defined in the Google Dictionary as to express sharp disapproval or criticism of someone because of their behavior or actions. When we understand how the Africans taught the universe, that in the birth, birthing of the sun, which is the crystals, which is the atum, which is a ma'at, atum is masculine, ma'at is feminine, together representing the sun disk in the masculine and the feminine, and the work of bringing order out of chaos, bringing balance out of imbalance. Well, in order that order may be brought out of disorder and chaos, we see that the concept of disorder and chaos was taught to us by the Africans in the study of the universe, because you have the waters of Nun, dark matter, dark energy, the waters that we all come from and out of, coming through the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, Nanette. That original state of the universe was a peaceful, tranquil state of the universe. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Without form, mass, matter, material, not formed yet, unformed, and all one. All peaceful, all tranquil. We who today call ourselves black, brown, red, yellow, and white, in the original, we were all dark energy and dark matter, and you could not distinguish anyone or anything from anyone or anything else. We were all one. Yahushua said we must be born again. Go back into the original state of the universe. Go back into dark energy and dark matter. Go back into that original state of consciousness, the mind of the universe as one, oneness, total unity, total peace and tranquility, total order. Go back into that consciousness, and then we will see what we must do in this day and time to bring about that original state. So when the Atum, when the sun disk now being birthed, you have action, you have movement. At first, in the original state, no movement, no motion, no energy. Potential energy, potential movement, potential actions, but no action, no movement, no energy, just peace and tranquility. So when the sun is born, when the Atum is born, now the Atum is the beginning of time and space. And in the beginning of time and space, there is the potential for disorder and chaos, because now there's movement. But if we're not careful, that movement will be disorganized and chaotic, kinetic, moving without organization. And that is our problem with the human family. We are moving without organization, without understanding that we should be one, moving as one organism, as one body of Christ, moving to bring about order and tranquility. And so the rebuking in this scripture, in my estimation, has to do with Yahuwah through Atum, Christos, the sun disk, rebuking the disorder and the chaos and the imbalance so that the universe may have peace and order and tranquility. And so when we study Atum, called the atom, but the atom is masculine and feminine, and I see the feminine as Ma'at, and Ashraquazi in one of his teachings said that the feminine counterpart of Atum is Ma'at, the sacred divine feminine, black woman, wings. This is the Meduneter symbolic representation of Ma'at. She brings balance, reciprocity, order, and we see that Atum brings order, and so Atum and Ma'at together, bringing order and tranquility and peace and balance and reciprocity by the rebuking, by the admonishing those forces in the universe that were out of order and were creating chaos, and the behavior was not approved by Yahuwah, the existing one, the living one, because everything in the universe must propagate living and existing. So we go back to Psalm 18, and it says further in verse 15, the Lord at the blast. So we have the rebuking by the Lord at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. Now, the Lord, Yahuwah, 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 is the existing one. 3068, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, the proper noun, or we say nun, because all are nun, feminine nun, masculine nun, proper nun, etc. Proper nun with reference to deity. Now, Yahuwah is father and mother. Yahuwah is the existing living one. No life, no existence. without sacred divine unity, of sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine. Now, the root of Yehovah is Hayah 1961, which is a verb which is defined as to be, to become, to come to pass, to exist, to happen, to fall out. That fall out to me looks like the birth process, because the African woman sat on a birthing chair, allowing gravity to pull the child down out of the womb to fall out. And so we see the birthing process. We see that Yehovah is the cause, is the cause that has brought into existence all that has ever existed and exists today. And so, going back to Psalm 18, verse 15, the Lord, the waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord Yahuwah, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. The blast is the blast of breath, the blast of spirit. And this word is feminine. Let me play for you the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 5397, Neshama. Neshama.
This is a feminine noon, and it has to do with breath and with spirit, the breath and spirit of God, the breath and spirit of man, the breath and spirit of every breathing thing. And breath and spirit here has to do with the imparting of life and wisdom. And wisdom is feminine, and breath here is feminine, and spirit here is feminine. And in the further definition and description, we see that the mind, M-I-N-D, is brought up, the spirit of the mind. And so we see that the mind here is operating on the sacred divine feminine, and the word is rooted in another word, nasham, which has to do with labor, birth pains, panting of a woman in travail or labor. And did not Yahushua say to us that the kingdom of God is like a woman in birth pains? And all of the disorder we see today, all of the chaos, all of the hatreds and the biases and the prejudices, all that we see going on amongst the human family can be seen as disorder and chaos, and can be seen as Mother Holy Spirit in labor pains, giving birth to the kingdom of God. And the queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. And we're in that birthing time period, going through pain, going through discomfort, going through disorder. But we must stay the course. We must continue with the work. And you know the word breath is ruach, 7307, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And the word ruach is the word for spirit, here rendered as breath. And so Mother Holy Spirit is here. And then the word nostrils is af, and that word is masculine. So we see the union of the sacred divine masculine and the sacred divine feminine. And that word has to do with the face, the face. The nostril and the face, we're looking at a symbolic description of the phallus. The phallus is masculine, the face of the human being, the nostril. And then that word is connected to anaf. And that word is a verb that has to do with being angry and displeased. Breathing hard in the nostrils because of anger. Why is the Almighty angry? The Almighty is angry because we have refused to go after the science of the universe. We have bought into the biases and the prejudices that have been given to us by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. So, whereas the universe would be and is our greatest friend and ally, but because we have rejected the science of the universe and gone against the science of the universe, do not even know that the Bible is a scientific treatise of the universe, and the Quran, and the I Ching, and the Bhagavad Gita, and the Zoroaster scriptures, and the Hindu, and the Buddhist scripture. All of these scriptures are describing the science of the universe and how the universe behaves. The quantum physics and the quantum mechanics, the quantity of the energy of the universe. Physics has to do with the energy of the universe. The energy is spirit. Spirit is energy. What is the energy? What is the spirit of the universe? What is the vibratory frequency of the universe? Oh, thank you, Mother Tainetta Muhammad, for that scientific teaching that we find from you on the internet. The vibratory frequency of the universe. And Mother Tainetta has a teaching that I'm going to be purchasing. The mind as the 10th system. The mind as the 10th system. The human structure has 9 circulatory systems, but the mind is the 10th system. And the mind of the human being must match the mind of the universe, which is the mind of the Almighty. And the mind of the Almighty in the universe vibrates at a particular frequency and disposition. And so we tune in to the vibratory frequency, energy, spirit, disposition of the universe. And then we create the new civilization, the new society, the new Jerusalem here and now on this earth. Get the babies, get the children, get the youth so that they may be empowered to fulfill prophecy that it is they whom will not only operate cities and counties, districts and nations and states, but the youth, the babies are to be prepared. There's a beautiful little girl at my church. Her name is Kayla. These beautiful babies must be prepared. I'm thinking of Miles. I'm thinking of Milan. I'm thinking of Genesis. I'm thinking of Isaac. I'm thinking of all these babies and youth and young people. Anthony, Shatonda, Lyric. These babies and these youth must be prepared to operate and run the universe. Let's take the next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.